Ducky took a waddle through the forest to find a place that was quiet. He met a crying shadow in the moonlight. A river flowed by it. He told him that he never saw the city. Shadow turned around and made a mirror, and I haven't seen him since. 100 years went by, the sun ran through the sky, and the rest, well, we know how it ends. The city reached the sky, they found to see, seeing that the end was just like the beginning. So the duck walked back again. The forest and the trees, the water and the breeze, and the wind was crying once again. The apples in the store, the boy outside. Should they want to flee, they'll have to leave a note what time they'll be returning. So the food will be served warm. What does it all mean, crying out to me? I can hardly see. Ducky looks to you, pleading with you, begging you. The river split apart and looked for answers, while strange lights shone on the seashore. The ducky stood a while and forgave them for never knowing more. He found a dusty mirror in the back into the silence. He counted all the years that came together, and I haven't seen him since. The waves try for the land, the happiness still stands by the same kind of dream. Yesterday, the moon will fall asleep, the eyes of one will keep, and the seed stays and tries to run away with all the eyes. It's a good chance to know what they were for, while the word still lingers on the door. Walks across the floor, settles in a chair, put there by a stranger who might not understand at all. stars above are proof that the clouds dream somewhere far away. If ever they come down, they'll make the slightest sound as the boat floats and takes our dreams away into the sea and into what we heard. Some peace, we'll have to be prepared to do whatever thing we deem from all about our dream. Water crashes down high upon the ground. Do you hear the sound? Ducky looks again. One more chance to cry out loud, so please.